finance and economics.
Earning power. Winning the generation game. The world economy has been kind to today's youngsters.
Generation Z is taking over. In the rich world, there are at least 250 million people born between 1997 and 2012. About half are now in a job. In the average American workplace, the number of Gen Zers, sometimes also known as Zoomers, working full-time, is about to surpass the number of full-time baby boomers, those born from 1945 to 1964, whose careers are winding down. America now has more than 6,000 Zoomer chief executives and 1,000 Zoomer politicians. As the generation becomes more influential, companies, governments and investors need to understand it. Pundits produce a lot of fluff about the cohort. Recent research from Frito-Lay, a crisp maker, finds that Gen Zers have a strong preference for snacks that leave remnants on their fingers, such as cheese dust. Yet different generations also display deeper differences, in part shaped by the economic context in which they grow up. Germans who reached adulthood during the high inflation 1920s came to detest rising prices. Americans who lived through the Depression tended to avoid investing in the stock market. Many argue that Gen Z is defined by its anxiety. Such worriers include Jonathan Haidt, a social psychologist at New York University, whose new book, The Anxious Generation, is making waves. In some ways, Gen Zers are unusual. Young people today are less likely to form relationships than those of yesteryear. They are more likely to be depressed or say they were assigned the wrong sex at birth. They are less likely to drink, have sex, be in a relationship, indeed to do anything exciting. Americans aged between 15 and 24 spend just 38 minutes a day socializing in person on average, down from almost an hour in the 2000s, according to official data. Mr. Haidt lays the blame on smartphones and the social media they enable. His book has provoked an enormous reaction. On April 10th, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, echoed Mr. Haidt's arguments as she outlined plans to regulate children's use of smartphones and social media. Britain's government is considering similar measures. But not everyone agrees with Mr. Haidt's thesis, and the pushing and shoving over Gen Z's anxiety has obscured another way in which the cohort is distinct. In financial terms, Gen Z is doing extraordinarily well. This, in turn, is changing its relationship with work. Consider the group that preceded Gen Z. Millennials, many entered the workforce at a time when the world was reeling from the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009, during which young people suffered disproportionately. In 2012 to 2014, more than half of Spanish youngsters who wanted a job could not find one. Greece's youth unemployment rate was even higher. Britney Spears's Work Bitch, a popular song released in 2013, had an uncompromising message for young millennials. If you want good things, you have to slog. Gen Zers who have left education face very different circumstances. Youth unemployment across the rich world, at about 13%, has not been this low since 1991. Greece's youth unemployment rate has fallen by half from its peak. Hoteliers in Kalamata, a tourist destination, complain about a labour shortage, something unthinkable just a few years ago. Popular songs reflect the zeitgeist. In 2022, the protagonist in a Beyoncé song boasted, "I just quit my job." Olivia Rodrigo, a 21-year-old singer popular with American Gen Zers, complains that a former love interest's career is really taking off. Many have chosen to study subjects that help them find work. In Britain and America, Gen Zers are avoiding the humanities and are going instead for more obviously useful things like economics and engineering. Vocational qualifications are also increasingly popular. Young people then go on to benefit from tight labour markets. Like Beyoncé's protagonist, they can quit their job and find another one if they want more money. In America, hourly pay growth among 16 to 24-year-olds recently hit 13% year-on-year, compared with 6% for workers aged 25 to 54. This was the highest young person premium since reliable data began. In Britain, where youth pay is measured differently, the average hourly pay of people aged 18 to 21 rose by an astonishing 15% last year, outstripping pay rises among other age groups by an unusually wide margin. In New Zealand, the average hourly pay of people aged 20 to 24 increased by 10%, compared with an average of 6%. Strong wage growth boosts family incomes. A new paper by Kevin Corinth of the American Enterprise Institute, a think tank, and Jeff Larimore of the Federal Reserve, assesses Americans' household income by generation after accounting for taxes, government transfers, and inflation. Millennials were somewhat better off than Gen X, those born between 1965 and 1980, when they were the same age. Zoomers, however, are much better off than millennials were at the same age. The typical 25-year-old Gen Zer has an annual household income of over $40,000, more than 50% above baby boomers at the same age. Gen Z's economic power was on display at a recent concert by Ms. Rodrigo in New York. The mostly female teenagers and 20-somethings in attendance had paid hundreds of dollars for a ticket. Queues for merchandise stalls selling $50 T-shirts stretched around the arena. Ms. Rodrigo will have no trouble shifting merchandise in other parts of the world as her tour moves across the Atlantic. That is in part because Gen Zers who have entered the workplace are earning good money throughout the rich world. In 2007, the average net income of French people aged 16 to 24 was 87% of the overall average. Now it is equal to 92%. In a few places, including Croatia and Slovenia, Gen Zers are now bringing in as much as the average. Some Gen Zers protest, claiming that higher incomes are a mirage because they do not account for the exploding cost of college and housing. After all, global house prices are near all-time highs, and graduates have more debt than before. In reality, though, Gen Zers are coping because they earn so much. In 2022, Americans under 25 spent 43% of their post-tax income on housing and education, including interest on debt from college, slightly below the average for under 25s from 1989 to 2019. Bolstered by high incomes, American Zoomers' home ownership rates are higher than millennials at the same age, even if they are lower than previous generations. What does this wealth mean? It can seem as if millennials grew up thinking a job was a privilege and acted accordingly. They are deferential to bosses and eager to please. Zoomers, by contrast, have grown up believing that a job is basically a right, meaning they have a different attitude to work. Last year, Gen Z has boasted about quiet quitting, where they put in just enough effort not to be fired. Others talk of bare minimum Monday. The girl boss archetype, who seeks to wrestle corporate control away from domineering men, appeals to millennial women. Gen Z ones are more likely to discuss the idea of being snail girls, who take things slowly and prioritise self-care. The data support the memes. In 2022, Americans aged between 15 and 24 spent 25% less time on working and work-related activities than in 2007. A new paper published by the IMF analyses the number of hours that people say they would like to work. Not long ago, young people wanted to work a lot more than older people. Now they want to work less. According to analysis by Jean Twenge of San Diego State University, the share of American 12th graders aged 17 or 18 who see work as a central part of life has dropped sharply. Another consequence is that Gen Zers are less likely to be entrepreneurs. We estimate that just 1.1% of 20-somethings in the EU run a business that employs someone else, and in recent years the share has drifted down. In the late 2000s, more than 1% of the world's billionaires, as measured by Forbes, a magazine, were millennials. Back then, pundits obsessed over ultra-young tech founders such as Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Patrick Collison, Stripe, and Evan Spiegel, Snapchat. Today, by contrast, less than 0.5% on the Forbes list are Zoomers. Who can name a famous Gen Z startup founder? Gen Zers are also producing fewer innovations. According to Russell Funk of the University of Minnesota, young people are less likely to file patents than they were in the recent past. Or consider the Billboard Hot 100, measuring America's most popular songs. In 2008, 42% of hits were sung by millennials. 15 years later, only 29% were sung by Gen Zers. Taylor Swift, the world's most popular singer-songwriter, titled her most famous album 1989, after the year of her birth. The world is still waiting for someone to produce 2004. How long will Generation Z's economic advantage last? A recession would hit young people harder than others, as recessions always do. Artificial intelligence could destabilize the global economy, even if youngsters may in time be better placed to benefit from the disruption. For now, though, Generation Z has a lot to be happy about. Between numbers at Madison Square Garden, Olivia Rodrigo sits at the piano and counsels her fans to be thankful for all that they have. "Growing up is fucking awesome," she says. "You have all the time to do all the things you want to do. The time and the money."